few minutes here with Horton football coach Bo Gadwood as our locker room chats continue here tonight. This one presented by Union State Bank. Again, we always appreciate the coach of the Chargers joining us here for a few minutes. And, Coach, it's always tough to play a very good Centralia team. And the Panthers last week able to get a win on the road. 46-0 was the final score. But just take us a few thoughts or take us through that game a little bit. Give us a few thoughts and takeaways from last week.
Yeah, Centralia, like we talked in the last show, great team, great well-coached team. It's a program. They've established what they do there, and they do it well. It was a great learning game for our kids too. I told our boys, look, I was like, they're in year, 10 plus of running their program. We're in year zero. I was like, we can get there. I was like, we just got to continue to put the work in, continue to be consistent in what we do, and keep pounding away at it. So it was a great, great learning game against a great opponent. Another week in a row with a great opponent. What are they, 5-1 now?
Yeah, 5-1. I mean, as far as like some positives, I mean, what are you able to take away from a game like that?
Just there were spurts where we played really well. We did what we set out to do. They still ran the ball well, but we decided we wanted to make them throw the ball. And, well, our first touchdown, they had to throw the ball. Just little victories you can take from things like that. Individual performances. We had a couple kids that played very, very well. But the things you look back on, we have to be more consistent, in playing well together as a team.
Now you get an opportunity. You get Morehill Mounts Academy coming up this week. We'll talk about them in the next segment. But, just kind of looking through the schedule and how it's gone for you, I can't imagine another 1A team that has played quite the schedule like your team has over the last 5 weeks. I mean, going back to week two in Jefferson County North, they're sitting at 5-1 right now. Jackson Heights, they're a top-tier team. They're one of the top-ranked teams in the state. They're undefeated. You got a Troy team that's 4-2, a Riverside team that's 5-1, and a Centralia team that's 5-1. So this last month and change, you guys have been playing some of the top-tier teams in the state.
Yeah, that's great for us. You got to play the best play the best to be the best. So I think it's great for our boys. It's great learning film, things that we can grow on and just get better at. I mean, I think the schedule is the schedule. I love it. I love the competition in it.
Get an opportunity to get another one. This will be on the road this week. And, again, we'll talk about the Ravens. But in terms of the preparation this week, how do you feel like the boys have bounced back after that game against Centralia?
These boys are very resilient. I'm very proud of the way they come back each and every Monday, ready to get after it, ready to learn, ready to take that next step to get better. I'm very proud of how they showed up on Monday, ready to roll.
Talking to Bo Gadwood here, Horton football coach. They get Morehill Mounts Academy on Friday night. We'll talk about it after a quick timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Horton football coach Bo Gadwood here for a few minutes, brought to you by Union State Bank, coming up here for the Chargers on Friday night. Another district game, a Northeast Kansas League matchup as well. It's Morehill Mounts Academy. Coach, what can you tell us about the Ravens?
Another good team. They got a lot of athletes all around the field. And they've kind of gone through the gauntlet too with the schedule. They've played some really tough teams just like we have. But they got talent. We got to prepare well. Make sure we're locked in and focused, razor sharp focus this week for them.
What do they do maybe schematically that maybe is something you've seen? Can you compare them to kind of maybe a team you've already seen as far as what they do?
Oh, so every team's got their nuances and the differences, but if I had to nail it down, it'd probably be the Troy. They like to spread you out, put you in space, get those athletes the ball. So it'd probably be Troy, the team I'd compare them to.
I'm not sure if you were able to maybe catch, their film or catch a little bit of their game last week. Of course, they come out on top against Donovan West, 19-14. If you did, was there anything specific that stood out to you?
Just the numerous formations that they try to put you in and gain advantages on leverage. They do a nice job of that. Like I said, they got athletes at every position. And they got a couple big kids up down in the middle, too. So, yeah, I'd be ready for anything with them.
Give us a few keys and expectations for this one on the road on Friday.
So we got to get locked in. We got to really lock it in, have that razor sharp focus for this week, and just keep getting better. I talk to the boys all the time, just get, 1% better every practice. Just find something to get better at every practice to make the team better at the end of the week, and then go out there and, perform. So we're going to stay the course, respect the process, and go get it done.
There it is. Horton football coach Bo Gadwood. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers are on the road at Morehill Mounts Academy on Friday nights. Of course, a Northeast Kansas League matchup and a Class 1A district game as well. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes. Good luck on Friday.
Yeah, appreciate it.